Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, look at this. Cal practice is over, and their head coach, Justin Wilcox, is with us on The Fan. Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Hey, did practice end early?
Yeah, Thursdays are a little bit shorter, so I'm literally walking off the field right now.
I love it. Give the guys a little bit of a break, huh?
I don't know about that.
you don't get any cut any slack for the big win over Washington?
No. We obviously it was great getting a win up there, and the guys played really hard. But as soon as we got to Monday, we turned the page and now into North Texas.
How hard is that, just in general? I mean, when you're dealing with 19, 20-year-old young men or kids, how hard is it to just manage on a day-to-day basis the highs, the lows, the emotions, and keeping everyone focused?
Well, we're fortunate to have a bunch of good guys, and they handle this stuff really well. And they're not perfect by any means, but, you know, they came in on Monday. We met. We looked at the game and took the good with the bad and then turned the page. And they do a really nice job of that, because if you come to a Monday practice, you wouldn't know the difference.
So Cal out of the gate, 2-0, the big win at Washington, a game that saw a lightning delay of nearly 3 hours. And I know, I mean, you've moved on, but for our sake, I just wonder if you've ever been a part of a lengthy delay like that ever in your career.
Not like that one. I've been a part of another delay. It was maybe around an hour, but we knew this one would be a while based on all the meteorologists' reports. So we were prepared for a longer delay, but the guys did a nice job and handling that. We got them some snacks, and then when we found out we were probably an hour out, we started ramping them back up and went back out there and resumed the game, and it really didn't feel any different after that. So they handled it well.
What do you do for that time? Like, do guys are playing video games? Did someone take a nap? What do you do for that time?
Well, I think it's important in a situation like that, when we knew it would be a while, just to kind of get to an idle and not too low. It's, you know, no, guys weren't sleeping, but they also weren't, you know, banging their head on the locker for 2 hours. So I thought they did a good job. We got them some food. That was kind of the priority one, because the post-game meal didn't come till later. So we found some bread and PB&J and doled some of those out along with some other snacks. So they got some to eat. And
high end.
Got them some, yeah.
So, some orange slices, Capri Suns.
That was pretty much what it was. They hung out, and then they, you know, about 30 minutes out, we got them ready to go and went back on the field, warmed up, and played.
Was there ever a danger that you guys weren't going to play that game that night?
Yeah, there was, and we were in constant communication. Myself, our athletic director, Jim Knowlton, and then Coach Pete and their athletic director, Jen Cohen. And so we were talking periodically. We were all hopeful that it would pass in due time, and kind of had set that, you know, 10:30 to 11 would, you know, we didn't want to kick off much later than 11. That would be pretty late for the guys. But fortunately, it all worked out, and there was some measures being taken just in case it would have got postponed, but there really wasn't a great answer, to be honest.
Right. This is Cal coach Justin Wilcox. You ran the ball real well, 192 yards. I don't know, when you go into a game like that, was that a feel thing, how that game played out, or did you feel like you had a pretty good shot to run it well in that game against Washington?
Well, we felt like if we could, you know, really want to be complimentary, you know, use the pass game and the run game to set each other up. We weren't great early, and we had gotten ourselves in some bad down and distances with penalties and made it hard for us to move the chains, and we felt that in the first half. But I think second half, the guys, you know, we really kind of settled in, had some nice runs by the backs. You know, Chase Garber made some nice plays with his feet and also threw some good balls, and then the O-line tight ends and the wide outs, everybody was blocking down the field. I thought that was the big thing, just the effort in terms of covering people up and straining on blocks, and we were able to make some plays there.
Yeah, I mean, Washington we know is a good team, and you guys only threw for 111 yards. I know that's not ideal, but you come away with the W. But how, you know, after a couple weeks here, we know the defense is cooking here. How do you get the passing game going here?
Yeah, it's a great question, and there's a few plays in that game, and there was a few in our first, if we just connect on a few of those that, you know, that just takes execution, that it's going to feel a lot different. Because we had our chances a couple times down in the red zone against UW, and then the week prior, same thing. I think we just need to be more consistent in the pass game. But it was nice to see some guys create some explosive plays, you know, Kekoa Crawford and Jordan Duncan, and we just need more and more of that, and it'll help set up the run game, vice versa. It all works together. But looking for those guys to continue to work at it, Chase included, and that'll make everything that much better.
When you're trying to build a program, you're trying to change a culture, you're trying to install a winning culture at a place that's been down a little bit, what is a win? I mean, this is 2 years in a row, a win over, you know, what has been the best team in the Pac-12 the last couple of years. What does this do for a program confidence-wise, or just kind of where you're trying to build this thing?
Well, I think all the wins build confidence, and that's a good thing, and you want to maximize that, and you realize, you know, that if you go out and you play really hard, you play clean, good football, that you're going to give yourself an opportunity to win, and now it's about just executing at a higher level. And, you know, there's going to be new faces from year to year and game to game because of injuries and whatnot, but, you know, really just look on executing and focusing on what we can control. And I think those things do give you confidence when you go up against a team of that caliber, you know, like Washington. But you'll see it every week. I mean, that's the beauty of our conference and the schedule we play is we're going to see good teams every week, and we got another one this weekend.
I think I know your answer to this, but I just want to ask anyway, is it strange playing such a big conference game this early and now you go back out of league, or is it just line them up, we'll play whoever, whenever?
Yeah, I mean, you do know the answer. They just shoot us the schedule and we get ready to play it. I mean, I don't until they ask us to set up our own schedules, I probably have a better answer for you. But right now, they send it to us in spring or summer or whatever it is, and then we just get ready and play.
Yeah,
so
I got you. Well, what about? But how much like sort of input do you have into non-conference scheduling?
Yeah, a little bit, but these things are made so far in advance. You know, the non-conference schedule. So, you know, you're talking about like 24, 25 or 28, 29. So the schedules are set, really far out. And then the conference schedules are set by the conference. So they don't really ask us anything there. So minimal, I guess. And unless it's a non-conference opponent that's, you know, way down the road.
Yeah, well, we all get, you know, here in the media and with fans, we all get, you know, butthurt when it comes to late games, or now there's talk of maybe some 9 a.m., you know, kicks. Does that have any impact on you guys whatsoever, when you get an earlier, you get these late kicks in the Pac-12?
Well, I think everybody wants to play at midday. You know, I think that's the consensus. That's the same for us and our fans. And that's where it really shows up. I mean, we as the team can really make anything work. You know, we could play at 7 p.m. or 10:30 or whatever it was, and then we could play at 9. And, you know, I think we'd set up a schedule to make that work. It's really about the fans and the experience for the crowd. I think that's the biggest rub. So ideally we'd all kick off at, you know, noon or 2 or whatever it is, but that's where we're at right now. And there's really not much that can change it. And again, they don't ask us for our opinion on that. It's kind of what it is for right now.
Well, I know you're right in the throes of it, but are you following at all any of the news about this California law that would allow some of your players down there to profit from their likeness and endorsements and such? Is that something?
Yeah, I heard a little bit more about it yesterday. You know, it's in the news a little bit. It's so far down the road, and I think the good thing, it's going to create a lot of discussion between the NCAA and, you know, the state. And I think that's a good thing, all right? People start talking. I think it's really a complicated issue. There's a lot involved in all this and how it would be set up. But the good news is I think it'll get people talking. But for me to have an in-depth opinion, I just haven't spent a ton of time on it because it's really going to be so far down the road.
It sounds like, though, you're open to the idea of I don't know, this thing evolving as the – I know back when you played, I mean, college football doesn't even look remotely the same. So it sounds like at least you're open to the idea of this evolving into to something different.
Yeah, and the hard part is I've yet to hear, you know, what's an answer, what's a solution. And that's where I think people got to get together and spend some time discussing and how they would monitor it and apply it. And so I think that's where it gets nuanced, and I just, you know, I haven't, like I said, spent much time thinking about it because it's really has nothing to do with us until 2023, and I think there's going to be a lot of things happening before then regarding this topic.
Yeah, your solution is beating North Texas. That's what you got to worry
about.
That's right.
You
got
it.
Then Ole Miss at, you know, on the road in the SEC, and there was rumor that Josh Wilcox and Big Sook would be headed down for that.
We're working on it.
Rumor. Yeah, I think that I heard about it. It's on the net.
although, look, if you guys take care of North Texas, you go 3-0. We don't want to go down there because that's a hurricane. We're not certain that your team is prepared for. You can handle rainstorms, but
yeah, I agree. You too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but when Justin left from Pac-12 Media Day, we were talking to Justin and we were talking about this off the air right after we signed off and said, "Yeah, it sounds like Sook and Josh may be coming down." And I said, "Oh, that's a great idea." And Justin just looks over and he goes, Is it really?
We want to keep this thing rolling. We want to keep some momentum. So maybe we stay away for the time being. But I know you guys don't look ahead, but you know for the fans or whatever, like Pac-12, SEC. I know when you played. I mean, these are the sort of games though that you know you get a little extra pep in the step for them. Assuming I know the fans do, but even the players have to be a little excited knowing that you can go into a hostile place like that and a great environment down there in the SEC for some Pac-12 pride.
I think they get ready for all the games because you only get so many. I mean, I know that's coach speak, but it's true. Like they're excited every week that we've played. And so obviously the tradition and all that, we just don't spend a ton of time on it. We look at the tape and look at the teams and where we're going, set the schedule and use their schemes to help us get prepared, look at matchups and then go play the game. So I think, you know, for the fans, you know, for sure they like all the different environments, but the guys on our team, they just honestly enjoy lining up and playing ball together.
Well, 2-0 right now in the Pac-12, big win over Washington. Where does Cal need to get better to win the North?
Well, we need to get better this week, you know, in offense, it's creating more explosive plays, continue to take care of the football. Defensively, it's the run game, and SC, it's the cover units. I think that's those are the things we talked about this week, and that's what we got to work on.
Appreciate you checking in. Always good talking to you. Thanks, Justin.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Go Bears.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.